When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along. There'll be no more sobbing when he starts robbing his old sweet song. Now wake up, you sleepyhead. Get up, get out of bed. Cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
This hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World is brought to you by Wysong, the thinking person's pet food.
Good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the third hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Now, you can tune us in on the radio dial, or you can tune us in on the Internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got Internet access. Now, the best way to pick up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be www.marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the home page. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen Live again, and that will bring up the instructions that you need to stream the show. Now, you can be in touch with us in a couple of different ways while we are on the air. And I want to remind you that it is Vet Sunday today with Dr. Al Pluckner, and we would love to hear from you. Phone lines are wide open, and if you've got animal or human medical care questions, I do not have to relate to any particular topic, but you know, veterinary care is expensive these days, and if you want some free advice, Dr. Al's free while he's on the show with us. And our phone numbers, local number, 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. If you're outside of our local calling range, the toll-free number is 1-888-298-KKNW, which translates to 888-298-5569. And while we are in the studio, you can send us an email to animalworldlive@hotmail.com. animalworldlive@hotmail.com. Now, you can be in touch with me or Animal World outside of the show by going to the Animal World website, www.marthanorwalk.com. That's just like it sounds, Martha Norwalk, N-O-R-W-A-L-K.com. Lots of great information for you there on the website. If you hang on the homepage, you will see that there are links to all of our advertisers and sponsors, and we hope that you will support them. There is a link to our audio archives. All of our shows now are loaded there on in the audio archives, so you can listen at your leisure. And usually they're up by the end of Sunday, and unless we have some technical glitches, and then sometimes it takes a day or so to get them up. But usually they're up by later in the day on Sunday. And let's see. Oh, click on the services page. I got a whole new list this week of, you know, speaking of veterinary costs being so expensive, and finances being tough for people these days. We just made a whole page of all the different organizations, phone numbers, websites, and links to all the different places that offer help and support to pay for veterinary costs if you can't afford it. So there's just a ton of resources there. So what you do is go to MarthaNorwalk.com, and on the home page on the left-hand side, there's a link to services. Click on that, and that will bring up all the information for assistance if you need help with veterinary care. Now, you can also click on shelters to get our shelter information. Click on current events to get the current events and our pets of the week. All of that good stuff. Now, you can also get a hold of me through the website. You can use the Contact Martha link, which will send an email to my home office computer, or you can address your own email program to Martha Light, L-I-G-H-T, at AOL.com. I'm always delighted to hear from you, but if you're needing my services as an animal behavior therapist and trainer, I do not work via email. I need to at least speak to you, so I either work over the phone or with you in your home with your animal friends. And it's fine for you to send your questions and behavioral background for your animals via email, but please follow up with a phone call, because the best way to get a hold of me is to bug my voicemail. And that would be calling me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling. The phone number is 206-525-2016. And keep in mind, I'd appreciate it if you write that phone number down, because anybody you know with animals and problems, I always do a free telephone evaluation. So it's always worth calling me if you got a problem with animals, because I might be able to help you quickly and solve your problem for free in a few minutes on the phone. If not, and I'm the best one to work with you, I'll tell you how I work and all of that, and we can set something up. If I'm not the best one to work with you, chances are I know who is, so I'll refer you on. So call me, Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling, 206-525-2016. And speaking of help, if you need to get a hold of Sandy Gaston and for any of her behavior services or flower essences or Accutonics, all that good stuff, her website is www.animalnature.com, animalnature.com. And you can reach Sandy. Her phone number is area code 206-200-6536. So 206-200-6536. And now if you're submitting a current events item for our current events calendar on the website and on the air, please do so via email. Makes it a lot easier for me to get to my webmaster that way. But if you need to post something to Animal World, you can address your envelope to Animal World at 4012 41st Avenue Northeast, Seattle, Washington, 98105. Now, if you would like to be in touch with Dr. Al, he is available for consultations. And, of course, you can order his book, Pets at Risk, From Allergies to Cancer, Remedies for an Unsuspected Epidemic, also the Human Compendium of Articles. And you can access, you know, the opinions and all those great columns and all of the articles on Dr. Al's website, which would be www.drplechner.com. Now, once again, phone lines are open. We would love to hear from you if you've got updates on your animal friends that we've talked to before. If you have animal medical care questions or comments for Dr. Al, please give us a call. Local number is 425-373-5527. And long distance is 1-888-298-5569. All right, Dr. Al.
Hi, Martha.
You are still there.
And, I'm still here.
We still got high clouds up here, a little bit of blue sky poking through, but it's kind of hazy. What's it doing? What's the weather like in Southern California?
In Santa Monica, it's a little bit overcast. You know, they call it the June gloom, even though it's July.
Yeah.
And up on the property in Orofino, it's over 90 degrees.
Oh, that's Orofino. That's in Idaho. That's where
right.
You were retired until we dragged you out of retirement back into
exactly.
practice.
But I still dream about it, you know.
And your son and daughter-in-law, though, are still at the Orofino property.
Yes, they are. Yes,
and,
they are.
And how are they doing out there with all...
They're doing fine.
It's 90 degrees, huh?
Yeah, he's working so hard, I worry about him. You know, he's out of the bulldozer now, kind of cleaning up the timber. I mean... You know, they in many of these areas, when they come in and literally rape the timber, they leave stuff all over the ground.
Mm.
And so what we've been doing is picking that up, cleaning it up, putting them into big splash piles, burning it, and then replacing the forest floor, if you will, with clover and things that store nitrogen etch into the soils for the trees and things. And then the... Mm. Small trees, the jack pine, black pine, whatever, we definitely cut, and then it's sent down for pulp. And so we can open the heads up for these beautiful, beautiful, we've got 8 species of gorgeous trees on the property, and animals are doing well, fish are doing well, everything's doing well.
So you're really trying to restore the natural environment.
Well, yeah, we're trying to put it back to where Mother Nature had it originally before man invaded it, so that the animals there have a habitat to live in. They have their own community and something to eat and water and the whole thing. And, you know, we watch it for, you know, in invaders and things that should not be there. And yeah, I'd like to see it. It'll never be a pristine wilderness situation with people involved, so on and so forth. But I'll tell you what, it's better than what's been done, you know, over the years. And it's so nice to see the animals do well. See the Canadian honkers come into the meadow now, and they feed, the mallards come in. We've got a bunch of interesting ducks on the ponds, and the moose and the elk and the bear are there, the white-tailed deer. The turkeys are there. I mean, it just...
I remember the stories about the wild turkeys.
Oh, yeah. It's amazing.
Now, do you get a break? And have you been able to get back up there to visit your property up there? Or are you? How long has it been?
I've been up there once again, and I think maybe the end of this month. We'll see. You know, see what costs are. I mean, airline, you know, tickets have really elevated, as you know, and a lot of the airlines now are charging for baggage and the whole.
Oh yeah, it's unbelievable.
I'd like to get up there again, but also, you know, my love is, you know, trying to make a difference, you know, leave more than you take, and trying to get the syndrome out to show that, you know, world, there's a better way. And the neat part about it is with some of these websites picking this stuff up, you know, the internet is a way to fly, because unfortunately, I don't have double blind studies because I'm a clinician. I want, like you, everything to do well and live. And I'm not going to take 50% of them and not treat them correctly so I can write a paper. But
Right. Obviously
I'm criticized for this, but that's fine. Go ahead. I have live patients. You have statistics. And we really don't need that. We need to move on. We need to upgrade. We need to...
And we really need to get more veterinarians and MDs looking at your work. And get an open minded on this, so we can really start bugging everybody to take a look at all of this. Now, we do need to take care of our advertisers and sponsors here and stay on schedule. And then as we continue, let's do what we haven't done for a while in the third hour here, and we haven't done yet this week, is we'll talk about this Pluckner syndrome and what it is and the basic cause and those details. And I'm going to tell you before I forget, the phone call that I got this last week or so, and what the treatment plan that went south for this kitty when she moved. So I want to fill you in on that, and then we'll talk about some ways that if you think your animal has the imbalance but you're unable to afford the veterinary care to diagnose and treat it, what can you do just living with your animal to make it easier for them? So we'll get into all of that, and phone lines are open if you've got an animal medical care question for Dr. Al. It's Vet Sunday, 425-373-5527 or toll free 888-298-5569. We'd love to hear from you. Stay with us. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Okay, did you know that even if you feed the highest quality all-natural foods, even if you home cook for your animal friends, the ingredients in that food is exposed to heat, light, and oxygen, and that begins to destroy a lot of the important stuff? Well, that's why Designing Health created The Missing Link. Now, they start with human-grade, all whole natural raw food sources. They've perfected a way to protect it from heat, light, and oxygen. It comes to us in a powdered form in a resealable gold foil pouch. You keep it in the refrigerator once you've opened it. Mix up your animal friend's food, add in the Missing Link, a little cool water to mix it up, and voila, you've added what's missing, like the balanced omega 3 and 6 oils, the enzymes in the raw ingredients, the fiber. The Missing Link tends to eliminate excessive shedding problems in dogs, eliminates hairball problems in cats. There is a Missing Link formula for dogs, one for cats, a vegetarian formula you can feed to both your dogs and cats, and a bird formula and a horse formula. And there's Missing Link Plus with glucosamine for connective tissue and joint support in a dog and horse formula. So ask for The Missing Link wherever you shop for premium pet supplies, or go directly to Designing Health. You can give them a call at 1-800-774-7387. That's 1-800-774-7387, or visit them online, www.designinghealth.com.
Canada Pet Foods is committed to providing you and your pets the highest quality, all-natural, human-grade holistic products using the finest natural ingredients available, including vitamins and chelated minerals. Canada products are made the Canada way with superior quality in every bag and can. 100% satisfaction guaranteed and 100% nutritionally guaranteed. Check out the new All Life Stages grain-free formula. 80% meat protein, 20% vegetables and fruit, and zero grains. Discover why dogs love Canada. Go to Canada.com for more information.
This is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I'd like to talk to you about Robin Alexis. Although I liked Robin right away, I was skeptical at first. But let me tell you, that was unwarranted, and now I believe that Robin is the real deal. Often referred to as the metaphysical mother, Robin's a spiritual empowerment coach with incredible gifts. Robin's a medium, ghost and baby whisperer, medical intuitive, past life reader, animal communicator, and channel. In addition to being a radio and TV personality and author, she's also a Reiki master teacher. Simply put, Robin is amazing. I know because she's been helping me incredibly on many levels. Robin is nurturing, powerful, and did I say phenomenally gifted? Robin can help you too. Her books and personal one-on-one phone readings can change your life forever. Let Robin help you heal and release those blockages so you can experience life more fully. To schedule a reading, go to robinalexis.com, and while you're there, download a free copy of the first two chapters of her new book. That's robinalexis.com, or give her a call at 360-457-2993. That's 360-457-2993.
For the people, by the people. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Hey y'all, Martha Norwalk, and we are in the last hour of this week's edition of Animal World, but we're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. It's Vet Sunday with Dr. Al Plechner, author of Pets at Risk, From Allergies to Cancer, Remedies for an Unsuspected Epidemic. And we've got open phone lines if you've got an animal medical care question, and local number 425-373-5527, long distance, toll free is 888-298-5569, and email during the show is animalworldlive@hotmail.com. All right, Dr. Al.
Hi, Martha.
Let's go back to basics here. And you started working on this endocrine immune imbalance right out of vet school. Then what, probably 45 years ago or so, huh?
Yeah, 1967.
Uh-huh.
And I actually had looked at it before with my mom, as you know, with her cancer, and made the difference with her, too, doing the same thing.
Right. And then when you got into veterinary practice, and you were down in Southern California at that time, you got, you know, a ton of dogs coming in with flea allergies and skin problems and all that kind of stuff. And the standard treatment was, you know, give them cortisone. And as an anti-inflammatory, which would calm things down, but then the advice, of course, was don't give it for too long or you get problems. And rather than just accepting that as the treatment, you wanted to understand why giving the cortisone produced those anti-inflammatory effects to begin with. Isn't that what got you really started on this?
Yeah, is it really that great of product, I mean, doing this, or is there a deficiency in cortisone? Are we unwittingly funding a deficiency? That's what I found, that, yeah, we are.
Yeah, because, you know, whenever you mention cortisone, most people, you know, the bristles go up, you know, and even doctors, because we've been conditioned to believe that cortisone is bad and causes...
don't realize you produce it, right.
Right, and what should have been said that is neglected is to share with us that cortisol is a natural hormone that we need in our bodies in the proper amount and good condition in order for us to be healthy, right?
Right. It's probably one of the most important hormones in the body, but it's the most feared, which is interesting because they don't want to know how to use it. And the Mayo brothers in 1947 came out with, you know, cortisone was the X substance that was terrible. You know, a lot of this stuff came from that.
Oh.
The realization is that, hey, this is really one of the most important secretions in the body. And the fact that you don't know how to use and it does work. And that's what we've gotten into. And, it's very, it's difficult. Somebody else who really cares about patients, whether human or animal, hasn't looked at it and say, hey, this is interesting. Let's research it, with their ability that I don't have.
Right. Yeah, and I know you like me to explain it,
You do a beautiful job.
I will explain what you discovered over the long haul. Is remember, Dr. Al started thinking, why does giving cortisone work as an anti-inflammatory and calm down all these allergic reactions? He wanted to know, could we be funding a shortage or a lack or a problem, with the cortisol? And he found out that yes, it is. And this imbalance, remember, it applies to dogs, cats, horses, and humans that we know of so far, that you either get it genetically, you're born with it, or it's acquired after some kind of toxic exposure or great stress or whatever, or it can be a result of just getting old. Now, what happens is that for whatever reason, the adrenal glands are either not producing enough natural cortisol, or the cortisol that is being manufactured by the adrenal glands is defective in some way. So it is not recognized and responded to correctly by the body. As a result of the low or defective cortisol, the middle layer of the adrenal gland starts producing estrogen. And this is like the key to this whole imbalance, it seems, and what has really been missed in medicine, because this has nothing to do with ovaries, and it isn't just a female thing. This is adrenal estrogen, so the imbalance applies to male, female, spayed, neutered, doesn't matter, because it doesn't have anything to do with ovaries and testicles. Now, as this total estrogen rises, when it gets high enough, it begins to interfere with the ability of other hormones in the body to work properly, particularly thyroid hormones. And Dr. Al calls it binding. And it's kind of like if you imagine this estrogen as an entity, it kind of grabs the thyroid hormones and prevents them from doing their job. So once the thyroid is not working properly, that, of course, regulates metabolism and all kinds of other things, the antibodies start depleting, and then you can get all kinds of problems, like Dr. Al's book says, from allergies to cancer. So it may be, depending on the individual, and it might have to do with their genetic predispositions or whatever, it may manifest in physical problems, like we've mentioned, cancer, allergies, seizures, inflammatory bowel disease, urinary tract problems, chronic ear infections, skin stuff. But it also affects, because of the effects on the thyroid, it can be responsible for extreme and irrational fears or aggression. So behavior stuff as well. Now, Dr. Al has developed a blood test panel. It's called an EI1 panel, for endocrine immune panel. There's only one lab in the country that's doing it right now, but it is relatively easy to do this test. Any doctor can draw the blood and send it off to this lab. It has to be cared for properly, because it has to be the blood or the serum has to be kept cold, or that seriously affects the results of the test. But other than that, it's not all that difficult to get the testing done, and it measures total estrogen, cortisol, T3, T4, which are the thyroid hormones, and three antibodies, one of which being the IgA, which we talked about, which is the one that keeps mucous membrane healthy. So when the IgA is down, that's when you get the inflammatory bowel stuff and the gum disease and all that sort of stuff. Now, once the individual is tested and that they have the imbalance, then the treatment is a little different depending on whether you're in a dog, cat, horse, or human suit. And if dogs get thyroid medication as well as cortisone, cats tend to just get cortisone and not thyroid, except in specific cases. Horses tend to just get thyroid, and not need the cortisol. And then humans get the cortisol and the thyroid, but they need both T3 and T4 thyroid medication,
correct,
not just the typical T4. So I think that kind of encapsulates the imbalance. As we said earlier in the show, Dr. Al, that in most cases this is genetic, and this is not a cure, it's replacement therapy. And so in most cases it's a lifelong treatment for these patients. And as we were explaining, I think it was to Linda in Redmond, that at least in my experience, what I've seen here over the last 6 years and so many cases is that once the animal or the human, once you've been balanced and stabilized with this syndrome, if you stop the medication and, you know, go off the treatment protocol, they generally go back into the imbalance, and it's worse than before, and it can be more difficult to pull them out of the imbalance each time.
Right.
Have you found that to be true as well?
Definitely.
Yeah. So now, and the example of that I was going to tell you, I got a call, Dr. Al, I haven't even had a chance to tell you about this, but this is a cat, was a listener here at Animal World, and she lived in this area. And she took her kitty to Dr. Michael Lemon, who you've known, you know, he's a holistic vet in our area, and you've known Dr. Lemon for many, many years, and he knows about the Plechner syndrome and how to test for it and treat it. And he diagnosed the cat and got the cat on treatment, and all the problems the cat had went away. Now, then she moved over to the coast, I believe the Ocean Shores area, with her cat and took some medication with her. And then she hooked up with a veterinarian over there on the coast. And, of course, the typical thing happens, which is so frustrating, is that vet said, oh, this stuff is not good, the cat shouldn't be getting this medication, shouldn't be getting cortisol, and took the cat off all the medication. Well, what do you think happened? Well, of course, the cat started getting sicker and sicker, and all the problems came back. Well, Dr. Al, she called me sometime last month. She called me to explain what she said.
What a shame.
Yeah, what's going on? I can't get the vet to do anything, and he took the cat off the medication, says I shouldn't give it, and now the cat's got all the problems again, and I don't know what to do. So I told her she needed to call Dr. Lemon.
Right.
And have a phone consultation with him and get the cat back on the treatment protocol. Well, she did call Dr. Lemon, said he was absolutely wonderful, and they had a great, you know, telephone consultation. And apparently Dr. Lemon had sent her, I think, with injections, with cortisol, you know, to inject for the cat.
Right.
When she moved, and she still had some left, you know, because this other vet had convinced her to stop it, she still had some left that was good, so Dr. Lemon had her put the cat back on the protocol. And, of course, as soon as she started giving the medication again, the cat, you know, came right out of it and started getting better. And so, you know, she just determined she's going to have to work long distance with Dr. Lemon.
What a shame, though.
I know. But, you know, isn't that frustrating?
You know, Martha, your listeners will hear from their veterinarians, sometimes their MDs too, is that if you continue the cortisone therapy, you'll end up with Cushing's syndrome, meaning the patient will produce too much natural cortisone.
Mm-hmm.
They call it iatrogenic. It was caused by the veterinary physician, which in this instance is not true. And the other thing is that, which is the big thing, is they go, oh my goodness, you're going to cause diabetes. Well, you know what? Maybe some of these people, professionals, should go to some of their lectures and some of their professors who have said for a couple of years now that the cortisone has nothing to do with the diabetes. The diabetic patient, that when the diabetes occurs, it's because of the disease, has nothing to do with the steroids. And there is an intermediary test that can be done, blood test, called fructosamine, that gives you an idea whether, in fact, patient is even diabetic or not. And it tells you if it's within normal ranges. This is, you know, not a diabetic situation. But it doesn't have anything to do with the steroids. But the steroids are to blame for everything. Everything that happens in this world is due to steroids. And it's so wrong. It really, really, really is. But, you know, how do you change the complexion of this? The only way you can is through people like yourself, people like myself, people that believe in this and are on the internet looking all the time for alternatives because they know often what Western medicine is doing and even Eastern, it's not working. And nobody looks at the IGA going, can this, I don't care what the medication is, can my patient absorb it? There's so many basic things here, Martha, that have got to be done worldwide, forever, if you will. And going in and getting a physical, you're doing a CBC blood chemistry to see if there are any medical effects there. Go to the cause of it. Do the EI1. Let's find out exactly where you are, what you're going to pass on to your children. And you see, and the unfortunate thing is you see all these marches and all the money that's going into research to find out what enzymes here, what enzymes there. Hey, look at the patient. You know, be holistic. You know, W-H-O-L, you and I have talked to. Look at the nutrients. Look at my syndrome, if you will. Look at the foods and the availability of estrogen. Because you've got two ways of going. You can manage the internal production of estrogen through hormones. You can manage the exogenous input of estrogen, whether it's through water, through foods, etc., by, you know, relating and realizing that these are products that have that. So there is, medicine has changed.
Yeah.
However, the medical community has not.
Yep, yep. All right, we need to take care of our advertisers and sponsors for the last time in this hour. We'll do that now, and then we'll finish out the show here talking. We'll talk more about this endocrine immune imbalance, and we'll get into a little bit about what if you can't afford to go to the vet? What if you can't afford to do the testing and so forth? What can you do for your animal friends if you've got, you know, all the signs that they have the imbalance? What can you do on your own? We'll grill Dr. Al about that. So stay with us. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Is your website representing your business the way you want it to? Is it using the best the internet has to offer? If your answer is no to either of these questions, and pay close attention, Academy of Spirit is offering a special sale on their website review package. They will help your business grow by bringing out the true spirit of your business through your website. Get video working for you right away. This $150 video special includes their staff reviewing your site and suggesting where and how video and other website upgrades may increase your search engine exposure. Then they will record and edit up to 3 short videos for your website. Bring the spirit of your business to life through your website and do it today. Only a limited number of opportunities are available. Academy of Spirit, your multimedia services resource. Go to academyofspirit.com/special or call today, 425-398-8011. That's 425-398-8011.
Hi, this is Julie Forbes. Join me on Wednesday afternoons from 2 to 3 p.m. for the Dog Talk Show, an evolved perspective on life with dogs. Listen to discussions on dog-related topics and call in to voice your opinion or ask my opinion about your dog. We will talk about everything from dog behavior to pet food to dog training programs in prisons. The Dog Talk Show, an evolved perspective on life with dogs. I'm your host, Julie Forbes. Tune in Wednesdays from 2 to 3 p.m. on Alternative Talk 1150.
Massage is good for everyone, including your pets. Learn animal massage close to home at the Northwest School of Animal Massage. Teaching pet owners and horse owners since 2001, the Northwest School of Animal Massage offers flexible online and hands-on classes, including Fundamentals of Animal Massage with Lola Michelin on August 1st. Now's the time to enroll in the Distant Learning Program to prepare for fall classes. For more information, go to nwsam.com or call 877-836-3703. Locally, call 425-222-3703. That's 425-222-3703.
Urine contamination is a common and stubborn problem. Conventional cleaning methods are not the answer. Anti-Icky Poo works quickly and naturally, and it's my all-time absolute favorite odor neutralizer. This unique bacteria enzyme solution converts the waste directly into carbon dioxide, a safe and odorless gas found in everyday clean air. Ask your vet for Anti-Icky Poo or call 1-800-745-1671. Anti-Icky Poo, it's a serious product with a funny name that really works, especially on cat urine. 1-800-745-1671.
Going against the grain has never been so much fun. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Hey y'all, Martha Norwalk, and we are winding down this week's edition of Animal World, but you can find us here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. We are at the tail end of Vet Sunday with Dr. Al Pluckner. He's the author of Pets at Risk, From Allergies to Cancer, Remedies for an Unsuspected Epidemic, and the Human Compendium of Articles on the same subject. If you would like to learn more about the Pluckner Syndrome or get a copy of Dr. Al's book, which is, I think it's a must-read for anyone that lives with animals, you can do so via Dr. Al's website. That would be www.drpluckner, P-L-E-C-H-N-E-R. Now, Dr. Al, we were just kind of talking about this syndrome and imbalance and what it's all about. And one thing I didn't mention is that particularly for dogs and humans, in addition to diagnosing and stabilizing the endocrine immune imbalance, you have found that food allergies play a significant role in this. Is that correct?
Right, and they're all secondary to the imbalance.
Right.
Okay, and the problem we get into is with different recommendations on foods that, with the imbalance, don't cause problems for a while, the imbalance will cause a problem down the road.
And that's because if animals genetically are born with this imbalance, then they can develop allergies to the food that they eat.
Exactly.
And you explained in your first book, which helped me tremendously, and I'll tell you, folks, I got one of the first copies of Dr. Al's first book, which was called Pet Allergies, Remedies for an Epidemic, back in, the early, mid-80s. And he explained at that time that food allergies develop after long-term exposure to the same thing. So
there's a mechanism imbalance, right?
Right. So I at the time had, you know, golden retrievers that would get flea allergies and hot spots and that kind of stuff. When I learned what Dr. Al had to say about foods, and of course he created at that time the first hypoallergenic formulas, which were the lamb and rice, the venison and rice, because primarily the ingredients in dog foods for generations had been beef and corn and wheat and dairy, that kind of stuff. And as soon as I switched my dogs to the hypoallergenic formulas, and then as Dr. Al explained, it was important to rotate the diets, not feed the same thing day in, day out, 365 days a year, because if your animal has the imbalance, it's going to develop allergies to the new things you're feeding if it's fed for long enough time. So I started using simple formulas and rotating my dog's diets. And I'll tell you, since I read that first book out, I have never had a skin problem, a hot spot problem with any of my dogs ever since. And I have helped so many of my clients solve problems. So this is one way that if you are not able to afford the testing and the treatment at this point, especially with your dogs and yourself, if you go to, you know, simple formula foods, hypoallergenic ingredients, and a rotation diet, you can sometimes eliminate a lot of the symptoms, can't you, Dr. Al?
Definitely. And what Bill Burlingame and Peg Bauer and myself are doing with Michael Goldman and this gentleman that David Spandenberg that is a writer, we're trying to do a preventative, if you will, website for people like this that can't afford to go and do all this stuff. And, you know, if they can go to the veterinarians, it'll relate to food, trace minerals, digestive enzymes, to make sure the patient can absorb the food properly and make the glands healthy so they can produce hormones. So we're doing a whole situation like that. But what I've had to do in the practice I'm at, many people just can't afford to do the blood test. However, they trust me enough to say, hey, let's try it.
So you're saying for some of your patients that can't afford much and can't afford to pay for the blood test, that you're going ahead and treating the animals for the syndrome.
As long as they say, hey, it's okay.
Yeah, and you explained to them.
I've got a stamp that says the owners will go ahead with medication without blood tests. But, you know, there's so many people out there that can't afford to do this. And why should you have to be rich to have good health? And death is never the answer. No way. There's many. So that's what I do. And the vets, if they're maybe interested, people can get them interested. When I go ahead and medicate the syndrome, do the foods, do the things, and then maybe down the road do an IGA, which is, $30, $40, $50 to see that we've medicated correctly, and obviously you go with improvement. But, yeah, there is a better way, and that is a large part of it, Martha.
Yeah, yeah. And so, I don't know. I mean, Dr. Burlingame up in our area is probably the only vet up here, I would think, that has enough experience with this that he may be willing, if you're willing, you know, to bypass the blood tests and just treating for the imbalance. But I don't know. I haven't spoken to him about that. But
the vet's got to be comfortable.
Yeah. But, Dr. Al, you do that for your patients down there that don't have a lot of money.
Exactly. I mean, why should the patient suffer? Because they can't, you know, ante up a certain amount of blood tests, and they're going, hey, do whatever you can do to help me. And they're all going, gosh, we love it. And they know I would never do anything to hurt the animal. The problem is, then if they go to a different vet and the animals are doing great, they're going, oh, my goodness, you can't do that, you know. They have no clue, and they're not teaching in the schools. And the basically the opinions that have come up is that if it's not taught in the schools, it does not exist. And we all know that is so wrong. You know, at this point in time, come on. You know, are you there to heal your patient, or are you there to heal your wallet? And if you take the Hippocratic oath, are you a hypocrite? Yeah. Come on, give me a break. So anyway, that's what I've been struggling with 45 years, trying to make a difference. And honestly, I am not trying to sell snake oil. And, you know, if snake oil works, I'll sell it, as you will, Martha.
Well, yeah, if it works.
Yeah.
Now, I want to deviate for a moment because just got an email in here from Glenn. So I want to make sure that we have a chance to address this, and we'll get back to what we were talking about in a moment. But Glenn says, Dr. Al, he says, we have a 3-month-old Chihuahua female. She's not on any meds and has never been. She gasps for air once in a while. It usually stops when she eats. Could she have the condition you are talking about with Dr. Pluckner?
Okay. She could have a very mild condition, which is called a postnasal drip.
Oh.
And when she moves around and she breathes or she eats or drinks, if there's mucus in the back of the throat, what can happen is it'll dislodge and you'll see these clinical signs. And it's very easy in a small baby like that. Couple times a day to reach in the back of her throat and take out mucus. And from the suggestion standpoint, if it continues on and she does have the imbalance, if it's not very severe, you can use a very, very mild antihistamine at night so she sleeps well, but it'll dry that up. If it's in her nasal pharynx, she'll snuffle. If it's in her oral pharynx, she may gag, you know, cough, do whatever till it's gone. Or you'll see a patient that will vomit, and there's a little mucus with little bile from the stomach, and it's a little yellow. And it sounds like, you know, it's pretty straightforward stuff.
So you can give antihistamines for that?
Yeah, usually a mild antihistamine. Also, what I think is important, Martha, that I do with all my patients or people I bump into, if you do have a small dog, realize that many of these dogs do not store glycogen in their liver well. And I've seen so many seizures now. When the blood sugars drop, a small breed can go into a seizure. And it's very, very, very common, like you can't believe. So what any of you out there that have a dog that's probably below 20 pounds,
mm-hmm.
what you do is you put 2, 3, 4 drops of honey in the food.
Honey?
And it'll avoid the low blood sugar. Oh, yeah.
Oh.
And this is, I think, in the practice I've been in, I've been there almost a year now, I've seen 35 seizure-old dogs that have come in that have been diagnosed as, you know, first time, second time, as some kind of idiopathic epilepsy. And all it really was low blood sugar. So anytime
wow.
you have a small animal, I kid you not, you need to do a couple drops of honey in the food. And that'll avoid that, because when they come, like people, if you become stressed out, whatever, you're going to burn up your blood sugars. And if your sugars drop, as you know, with hypoglycemic patients, many times they get dizzy, they can faint. There's all kinds of things. And in humans, they often carry, you know, dried fruit, something in the form of a sugar thing to help them. But this is real, real common in Chihuahuas and other very small breeds.
Oh, okay.
Papillon, you name it. It's a preventative, and it's something that everybody should do.
Well, that's interesting. Now, in Glenn's case with this little Chihuahua, the 3-month-old that he's got, he says, well, she gasps for air, but it usually stops when she eats. And you're saying it's most likely a postnasal drip and mucus in the back of the throat, and it must be that when she eats, it gets that mucus out of there, huh?
It dislodges it, yeah. So it's sitting over the opening to the lungs, the epiglottis. So what Glenn can do very simply is either basically, you know, reach down our throat and remove it, or take like a turkey baster with a little water and basically give it to her, and she'll swallow that mucus.
Okay, now, is that an indication that this dog probably has this endocrine immune imbalance?
Well, either that, or she just is reacting to smoke or smog or Santa Ana's or fire. It may be a very, very simple thing without having to get into something greater.
Okay.
So Glenn needs to, you know, make sure that, you know, there's not a lot of cologne, a lot of Febreze in the house, smoking, all kinds of things.
Oh, okay.
This is something that she can live with, and she may outgrow it. She's only 3 months old.
So she may outgrow it. And at this age, if she were going to be tested, would you have to do the puppy test on her?
You do the puppy test, as you know.
You don't run the antibodies
they do lie to you. And what we should do one day too is, and I know you've looked, Martha, at my vaccination article, but I think people need to start looking at, say, on the website, articles about vaccinations, because the full, the entire attitude of vaccinations have changed.
Yeah.
They do work for 5 to 12 years. You know, do you get a reaction to that? You can do titers to see if there's protective antibodies. And we won't get into that right now, but that should be an entire program where people need to realize how, whether, in fact, to vaccinate, not vaccinate, and if not, what to do.
All right. Now, if you've got a dog that does this throwing up of the mucus stuff, you said giving an antihistamine, you just go to the drugstore and buy Benadryl?
Or chlorotrimetan or chloramphetamine maleate.
Okay. And how much do you give a dog, a human dose, or what do you do?
No, what you do is probably with the chlorotrimetan, those others, probably a milligram for 10 pounds of body weight.
Okay.
And they usually get a 4-milligram tablet. And you can do it at night, see if it dries it up. But also what you want to look to is many times there is an IgA deficiency. That's why that's happening. And your indications are either yourself, if you also have allergies, but check the eyes. If all of a sudden the eyes are runny, you know you've got something going on, and this is a way to, you know, basically confirm this. And, you know, if it continues on, go see your vet. You know, make sure that we don't have something else going on. But this is what this sounds like. It sounds like an allergic postnasal drip. And many times you can get inflammation in the eyes, the nose, the whole bit, when these little guys are teething. And this is another big thing to do. So once the teething's over with, and that's usually at 6 months, 6.5 months, many times all this stuff will go away.
Okay, so she may grow out of it. So anyway, Glenn, I hope that helps. And if not, be sure and contact us the first Sunday of August, and we can talk more about this. Now, before we run out of time, I want to say for folks that think their animals have this imbalance, can't afford the testing, if you can find a vet that will do the treatment without the testing, that is a possibility. Dr. Al does that for his low-income patients, as long as they agree to that. With dogs especially, a hypoallergenic rotation diet could eliminate a lot of the problems. And then also doing a search for estrogen in food on the internet, Dr. Al, and also going to Dr. Al's website and clicking on articles and reading about estrogen in foods. If you've got an animal or a human that you suspect has this imbalance, you don't want to be eating or feeding anything that's got estrogen in it. So if you avoided those kinds of foods, that would make a difference as well, right, Dr. Al?
Absolutely. And those of you out there, owners that are beer drinkers,
realize
hops is phenomenally high in estrogen.
Uh-oh.
And so maybe drink malt liquor.
Oh, malt liquor?
Yeah.
I don't know enough about it to know the difference. So.
But hops is, well, they make it out of what? Wheat, barley, all kinds of different things. But I'll tell you, if you don't have a gluten enteropathy, that's fine. But the point of it is there's a tremendous amount of estrogen in your normal beer, your hops. And these are things to think about. I know it's crazy. You know, it's kind of getting to the point where you're going, there's nothing on earth I can eat without hurting myself. Well, that's not really true. It's just you need to identify if there is an imbalance, and then it's very easy to regulate the amount of estrogen that you're producing in your body, not with what you're ingesting.
Yeah, so even some of the newer hypoallergenic dog food formulas are like a trout and sweet potato or a venison and sweet potato, but we've already talked about sweet potato have estrogen in them.
But right, and white potatoes also do, but not as high.
Not as much? Oh, okay.
Exactly. You know, what it comes down to is where are the foods coming from?
Yeah, I know. You were talking about PEG, and that's done a lot of researching on this. And I remember her. We were talking to her about one of her birds, and she was researching foods with estrogen. And she used to give her bird a lot of pomegranate seeds, but then found out that pomegranates have estrogen.
Very high in estrogen.
Yeah.
Yeah, you gotta sometime, Martha, which would be nice, get PEG on the program. Because I'll tell you what, she is so qualified, and I think she was originally a Superior Court judge, and now I think, you know, she's doing stuff. I'm not sure the government, the IRS, whatever she's doing. But I'll tell you what, Bill Burlingame and myself are really impressed with what she's doing, because she's gone.
Well, maybe we can arrange to have her on. She can talk to us about what she's found out about the estrogens and foods
and so forth. Well, and I think, too, what you should do, too, is you ought to have Bill on. I mean,
he's
so qualified. And, you know, the shame of what I'm telling everybody is they're going, well, that's his own work. It would be nice to hear from somebody else to say, you know, his work is bogus, it's not bogus, it works, whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, sure. Well, and so we will plan more of that and see if we can't get some of these folks on the air to tell us what they're finding out. And, you know, Peg is doing, she's incredible in terms of the researching she does and the information she's been able
to
come
up
with.
It's amazing. You know what she and Bill are doing is, Martha, for so many years, you know, I found this stuff. I'm going, hey, give me a hand. You guys are much better qualified than I'll ever be. This is what I've found. Show me where, is it right? I know it's right, but are there better ways of doing this?
Yeah.
And no one's, these people are interested. Profession's not interested. I mean, they could care less. And So, yeah.
Well, we will continue more of this. And I want to.
Yeah,
thank you, Dr. Al, for being with us here again. And we'll look forward to our next Vet Sunday, the first Sunday of August. And, folks, if you want to know more about Dr. Al's work, the book is Pets at Risk, From Allergies to Cancer, Remedies for an Unsuspected Epidemic. And there's a human compendium of articles on the same subject. You can get all of this information and a whole lot more on Dr. Al's website, drplechner.com. Thanks, Dr. Al, and we'll talk to you again next month.
Well, I look forward to it, Martha, and I do have another e-book coming out that I think you'll really enjoy.
All right, let me know. Okay.
I shall.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, now, coming up next week, by a special request, Sandy Gaston, our animal emergency and disaster certified responder, will be doing disaster preparedness for your animal friends. So if you want to make sure you're safe and are prepared to deal with this sort of thing, Sandy's going to lay that all out for us next week. It's a do not miss show. And Robin Alexis will be joining us. She is the gifted mystic and channel, and she will be sharing with us some of the information she's been getting about potential earth changes and disasters coming our way. So that's going to be next Sunday. So I hope you will join us the following Sunday, July 19th. I'm so excited. Mary Gettin will be with us here in the studio. We're going to be talking about her book, Communicating with Orcas, and, oh, the spiritual messages that are coming from the whales. Very, very much like the information that Liz Mitten Ryan's bringing through from the horses. It's going to be really exciting. I can't wait to have her in the air. I just absolutely loved her book. I just finished reading it yesterday, and I just can't wait to share it with y'all. It's going to be very exciting. I want to say, Valerie, thank you so much for filling in for Gary. I guess we don't have to yell at Gary too much. He really didn't screw up much this week. He did just really right. Sandy Gaston, thank you so much for being here, and we look forward to your show next week. And keep your animals safe in the heat. Enjoy the rest of the weekend, and as always, let me remind you, oh, and stay tuned for a rebroadcast of Mystic Radio coming up next. And as always, animals have feelings too, so treat your animal friends better than family. And please always be kind to open your heart. Share your love with all living things, and we will talk to you again next week.